The Story of Rags Habakuk, The Two Blue Rats, and The Circus Man Who Came with Spot Cash Money.
Look at Rags Habakuk, time for him to go back home. His day's work has been done, darkness enters the sky dome. Farewell, warming sun, your lanterns resign. And the lamps in the streets one by one light up shine. Burglars start their night's work and rat-like they come out. What is it they do look for and what will they find out? Honest Rags Habakuk went today through the whole city, getting everything old, overused, and yet witty. Heavy brogans that no one will ever uncover. Worn out shirts with their buttons torn out by old lovers. Rags and bottles, old bones, coats and pants, and old arms. Hats and gloves from the time of the famous Lord Byron. Broken tumblers which offered their cool reassurance to the sad who believed they would keep their endurance. Silver candlesticks, swords that were fighting for glory. Picture albums retelling the family story. Yellow postcards containing a million kisses. Tens of luck bringing objects now broken to pieces. It's getting late, but his voice is still calling and chanting.
Yes, Rags Habakuk was going home. In the gunny sack bag on his back, humped up on the top of the rag humps in the bag, was an old vest. In the pocket of the vest was the gold buckskin whincher with a power in it.
Put it on. It's a glad rag,
he said, looking at the vest.
It's a lucky vest.
So he put his right arm in the right armhole and his left arm in the left armhole. And there he was with his arms in the armholes of the old vest, all fixed out, classified new. Next morning, Rags Habakuk kissed his wife goodbye and his 18-year-old girl goodbye and his 19-year-old girl goodbye. Up the street went Rags Habakuk, and soon as he left home, something happened. Standing on his right shoulder was a blue rat, and standing on his left shoulder was a blue rat. The only way he knew they were there was by looking at them.
This never happened to me before all the time I've been picking rags,
he said.
Two blue rats stand by my ears and never say anything, even if they know I'm listening to anything they tell me.
Rags Habakuk is calmly striding, all fingers point at him and say, look, two blue rats his back are riding, and everybody's in dismay. Look, two blue rats his back are riding, and everybody's in dismay. the juggler they are sure. But these blue rats speak otherwise. They ride his shoulders small and poor, as if he were a stage disguise. They ride his shoulders small and poor, as if he wore a stage disguise. The two blue rats' ears are tickling to please the merry smiling crowd. His right and left ears they are tickling, but still he strides on calm and proud. His right and left ears they are tickling, but still he strides on calm and proud. And Habakkuk is calmly strong.
If I stood on somebody's shoulder with my whiskers right up in somebody's ear, I would say something for somebody to listen to,
muttered Rex Habakkuk. Of course, he did not understand it was the gold buckskin whincher and the power working. Down in the pocket of the vest he had on, the gold buckskin whincher power was saying, because you have two K's in your name, you must have two blue rats on your shoulders. One blue rat for your right ear, one blue rat for your left ear. It was good business. Never before did Rags Habakkuk get so much old rags.
Ho! Come again! You and your lucky blue rats!
People said to him. They dug into their cellars and garrets and brought him bottles and bones and copper and brass and old shoes and old clothes, coats, pants, vests.
So it was the buckskin whincher, and its power working, working on. Should he sell the first blue rat in an instant then? In an instant then, his first girl will meet the hoodlum and will marry in a bedlam. Do you know what kind of man? Taxi cab driver he, dozing at the steering wheel. Taxi cab driver he, dozing at the steering wheel. So polite and so genteel, charging no tip money. Should he sell the other rat in an instant then? In an instant then, second girl will meet the hoodlum and will marry in a bedlam. Do you know what kind of man? Movie star he will be, nice and kind and smiling pretty. Movie star he will be, nice and kind and smiling pretty. Hero, actor, good and witty, playing bulls and lovers.
Then terrible things happened. A circus man came.
I give you $1,000 spot cash money for one of the blue rats,
he told Rags Habakkuk.
And I give you $2,000 spot cash money for the two of the blue rats, both of them together.
Show me how much spot cash money $2,000 is, all counted out in one pile for one man to carry away home in his gunny sack rag bag,
was the answer of Rags Habakkuk. The circus man went to the bank and came back with spot cash greenbacks money.
This spot cash greenbacks money is made from the finest silk rags printed by the national government for the National Republic to make business rich and prosperous,
said the circus man.
I take it,
said Rags Habakkuk.
I take it. It is a whole gunny sack bag full of spot cash greenbacks money. I tell my wife it is printed by the national government for the National Republic to make business rich and prosperous.
Then he kissed the blue rats, one on the right ear, the other on the left ear, and handed them over to the circus man. And that was why, the next month, his 18-year-old daughter married a taxi cab driver who was so polite all the time to his customers that he never had time to be polite to his wife. And that was why his 19-year-old daughter married a moving picture hero actor who worked so hard being nice and kind in the moving pictures that he never had enough left over for his wife when he got home after the day's work. And the lucky vest with the gold buckskin whincher was stolen from Rags Habakkuk by the taxicab driver.